Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Hi, I'm Grant Wall, and welcome to the Planet Football Podcast, where I go in-depth with the most intriguing people in the world of soccer. In this episode, I'm joined by USA and Columbus Crew goalkeeper Zach Steffen. The last time we saw Steffen in a U.S. uniform, he was earning Man of the Match honors in a 1-1 friendly tie at soon-to-be world champion France. Next up this week, Neymar in Brazil. Just a quick reminder, it's a huge help if you subscribe to, rate, and review the podcast. It helps people find us. Onward! Our guest today is Zach Steffen, the 23-year-old USA and Columbus Crew goalkeeper whose U.S. team faces Brazil this Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern on FS1 and Unimas. Zach, thanks for joining me.
Of course. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Great to have you with me here. We are at the U.S. Team Hotel in New Jersey. A couple of interesting friendlies coming up here. Tough competition. Brazil this week, Mexico next Tuesday. Your last game in a U.S. jersey was against the world champion, France, right before the World Cup. 1-1. You're man of the match. In a game in France. Now you get Brazil next. What's that like to have that opportunity at this point?
Oh, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's surreal and hard to grasp, because when I was 8 years old, I was sitting on the couch watching Tim Howard and all the other amazing U.S. goalies do this, and I was in awe of them. And now that I'm in their position with these friendlies and playing these top teams in the world, it's really crazy.
So let's go back to that France game. Because that was your, I think, third cap mm-hmm. with the U.S., all of them coming this year. Mm-hmm. What do you recall from that game? What's going to always sort of stand out to you about how you experienced that game?
Oh, well, the fans over there are unreal. They understand soccer and they the passion for the sport and for their players is unparalleled. And that's the atmosphere in Lyon when we were playing them was unreal, and it was amazing to see and to witness. And of course I had nerves going into it, and after a couple touches that they settled, and but it was honestly a moment that I'll never forget.
So I want to get into your story a little bit, because we've known about you, those of us who follow soccer, for a little while, from your time with U.S. youth national teams to the University of Maryland to going over to Germany and signing with Freiburg to coming back to the U.S. and joining the Columbus Crew. But I want to talk about your path. And how did you see, if I was interviewing you 8 years ago or 6 years ago, how would you have seen the path? And then how has that differed from what you've actually experienced?
That's a good question. Honestly, when I was 8 years ago, let's do the math, 15. What is that? Sophomore year in high school?
Something like that.
I mean, I was just trying to enjoy high school and enjoy FC Delco at the time. I would have these national team camps every couple months. And those were always fun. And I didn't really have, obviously I had a goal to play professional soccer. But I didn't have a clear path. I would watch the Premier League every weekend, and watch the review show with my dad every Sunday night. And that was a goal of mine to play in the Premier League. It's still a goal of mine. But I didn't have a path of how to get there, if it was going to be college or if it was, actually I take that back. I knew that I wanted to go to college at least for a year. And just to get that type of, college experience, away from the family, and with a group of family that you go in the first day and you're part of a family. It's awesome. And I knew that my parents were really keen on me getting, or at least starting, an education. And to look back on it now is crazy. I would have never imagined that I would go to Germany for a year and a half, straight from Maryland. I mean, the Philly Union, they came up when I was in high school, and I would go to their games and cheer for the Union and go crazy when they would score, and they would play that Dupe song.
Yeah.
So it's crazy to look back and to look at my path and to now be playing against Philadelphia Union, in my hometown. Sometimes it's crazy what life brings you. But I think everything happens for a reason.
So, your experience in Germany, how would you describe the whole thing?
Oh, I would describe it as life. There's ups and downs. Definitely good days and bad days. And I learned a lot on the field and off the field. The training over there was spectacular. It was very detailed. And I learned a lot from my goalie coaches. But off the field was very tough for me, not to have a support system over there, and to be in a smaller city, it was tough at times. But I wouldn't change it for anything.
Is it something where do you have to learn the language when you go over there to, like, and did you or how did that process go?
So yeah, the team was very big on me learning the language, and I was learning the language, but it was tough because all the young players wanted to speak English and learn English, and that hurt my German language, obviously. But the coaches all wanted me to learn German, it makes sense.
Yeah.
So I was learning German, definitely wasn't fluent, it's definitely important to learn the language and to embrace the culture if you're going to go over there.
Okay. I think sometimes people, maybe fans, think there's only sort of like one way to do it, you know, and to get to where you want to go. And there's always, even with a guy as talented as Landon Donovan, a sense of, oh, you know, he didn't like Germany. He wanted to come home. Mm-hmm. He had a pretty good career.
Yeah.
Now, everyone's different.
Mm-hmm.
But it also sounds like, as well as things are going right now in the U.S., you wouldn't mind going to Europe again at some point. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, a goal of mine is to go back over to Europe and to play in a top-tier league. And I know that this will This is probably my only chance to go back to Europe whenever it comes. I want to make sure that that I'm ready and that everything's in order. Whenever that may fall, I have no idea, and that's not really up to me. But I'm just focusing on my play and trying to continue to have fun and learn from my coaches back in Columbus and learn from the coaching staff here with U.S. Soccer. And the future will bring whatever the future brings.
We were talking earlier before we started recording about you're from Coatesville, Pennsylvania, and I used to cover basketball in addition to soccer. I always think of Richard Hamilton. Rip Hamilton's from Coatesville.
Mm-hmm.
When you go back to those days, what are sort of your origins with the goalkeeper position?
Okay. So I started playing goalie because our coach needed to throw somebody in goal because our goalie at the time.
At what age?
What age was this? Maybe U9-ish, maybe around there. Our goalie at the time wasn't doing too hot in school.
Okay.
And his parents weren't very happy about it, so they kept him home during this tournament, and so he didn't show up. And so our coach was like, "All right, who wants to hop in goal?" And I raised my hand, I guess, and I don't remember. I guess I had a lot of fun with it, and they liked me, so I kept doing it, and here I am.
What's the name of this guy? So every U.S. fan can now send it a letter of thanks to.
Oh, what's his name? He's a great guy. I forget his name. That's bad on my part.
We'll get it someday.
Yes.
I just came out with a book earlier this year where I went position by position talking about the craft of the sport with different people. And Manuel Neuer is my goalkeeper. And it was really fun for me to listen to him talking about some kind of, like, maybe goalkeepers look at these as rudimentary things, but I'd never thought about it before because I never really played goalkeeper or anything. And what he said was, one of the things was, if just as a field player has a favored foot, right-footed, left-footed, a goalkeeper has a jumping foot, like a natural, and then one that is less 100%, natural.
100%.
How does that work? Like, at what age do you start actually dealing with that? Is it something you still work on, or do you jump differently with different feet?
I think it just feels, it's all about comfortability. I definitely, because I'm a righty and I kick right and throw right, I jump off my left foot. I like to.
Okay.
I don't know if that's normal or not. But that's what I like to do.
Okay.
That's what feels normal to me. But I think that's just goes with reps. I mean, being a goalkeeper is just reps on reps on reps, and that's how you become Manuel Neuer. I guess over the years, I just focus. I obviously didn't focus, or I would have focused harder to jump off my right foot too. It just came natural to jump off the left foot. So that I feel most comfortable. But that's interesting. I've never gotten that question before.
Good.
I like that.
Good. Are there any other aspects of, like, even what you might think are rudimentary things for a goalkeeper that the public might not think about that are actually kind of important?
Other than mistakes. If we make a mistake, it's a goal, and forwards and midfielders make a mistake, then they got a couple other players to back them up. No, there's definitely some out there that I just can't think of just because I'm so focused on being a goalkeeper. I used to play field a little bit before I played goalie, but I don't remember the day in and day out thoughts of field players. I just know day in and day out thoughts of goalkeepers.
Yes.
And that's not always fun. but it's what I'm used to.
Yeah. What if you were to describe sort of your game, what is it?
I like to have a voice and presence in goal. I would say I'm very very calm and composed for the most part, and Yeah, I would say I do well with communicating to my back line and midfielders and kind of leading from the back. And when I do that, I think it eases the guys' nerves when the team's coming down our throat and they get a chance.
In terms of from the time you signed with Columbus a couple of years ago, when you know you weren't the starter, then you get the starting job, then you are an MLS All-Star, then you're with the senior national team. In that time since you signed with Columbus, in what ways have you become a better goalkeeper?
I think it's a good question. I mean, I've gotten better in all areas. Obviously, there's room to grow, obviously. No one's perfect. But I would say I've become a better pro in Columbus. I think Pat Onstad and Greg Berhalter have really helped me with that. And Will Trapp, he's like 35 in a 25-year-old's body. It's crazy. And so I think I've really matured in that way, off the field and on the field, just to lead and to help other players who might need a little pat on the back to get them going again in training. And yeah, I think most of my teammates would see me as a leader of the team, and that's really important in my view of soccer. And I know that Pat and I really wanted to work on that for this year.
Okay. Obviously, there's a ton going on with Columbus, in terms of nobody really knows if they're gonna team's gonna be there next year. If that were to happen, is there an extra importance to trying to really win something with Columbus this season?
I mean, yeah, that would be if we were to go and then we were to win. I mean, that would be a fairy tale ending for Columbus. But at the same time, it is tough to ignore all the stuff that's going on and to stay focused and stay motivated with doing your job, because that's not our job to decide if we stay or go. So I would say, obviously, if with everything going on, it does motivate us to come together more, and the fans are more involved. I would say, yeah, the diehard fans for us are more involved and more eager and want it even more. And I would say, yeah, we want it even more. Because that would be awesome.
How many times have you been out in public in Columbus or at a game and you hear the term, someone yell, save the crew?
Yeah. People walk by me and instead of just saying, hi, how's it going, Zach? Or they just whisper, save the crew. And I like look back and look like an idiot. I don't know who's like talking to me. But yeah, I mean, it's really all over the city. People who don't even go to our games, haven't been to games in years, are bringing it up and I would say it's very contagious.
Yeah.
It's very contagious in Columbus.
Yeah. We're winding down here. I appreciate you taking the time.
No problem.
When you look at this U.S. team right now, a lot of young guys. I think the average age is your age, mm-hmm. 23. Mm-hmm. Is it a sense of collective right now, kind of a special, we're building something and this is a long-term project?
Yeah, I would say that's a great way to put it. I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty right now with the whole organization. And that's not always easy, especially when you're kind of new to the team and you don't know what's going to happen or really what's going on. So I think that kind of just brings us together as a team even more. And we have a lot of young energy, and you can see it on the field, the way we play and the energy that we bring out and the passion that we have. And even in trainings, it's been a lot of fun, and we don't have any egos here. And that's really important as well. And so we're grinding to make a name for ourselves and hopefully never go through what we went through.
Yeah. Now, you did get an offer, pretty nice offer, $4 million, pretty widely reported, from Bristol City, the Crew did, in the English second tier. Crew turned it down. What was your perspective on all that?
No, it's always, it's, I mean, it's amazing to feel wanted and to get those types of offers. And I do want to go over to Europe. And like I said, whenever that is, I have little say in it. But I think everything happens for a reason. And the fact that that didn't happen is it happened, and we move on, and I'm in a good place in Columbus with great teammates, great coaches, and I get the opportunity to come with the national team and play amazing games. So I'm happy.
So this week you're going to have Neymar and Coutinho potentially staring at you, Firmino. Some pretty good players potentially from Mexico next week doing the same thing. Colombia next month potentially. Well, they're on the schedule. England and Italy. Mm-hmm. Is that more like just a thrill, or is that like holy smokes from your perspective?
From my perspective, I would say it's both. I mean, you... Those teams have been the best teams in the world since I've been alive. I mean, way even before that. Now to have a chance to play against the players that I've watched in the Premier League for the past years and to step on the same field as them and to be competing in the same level as them is really crazy. And it's really... a testament to hard work and determination and dedication.
Last question for now. What do you want to achieve in this sport?
Oh, that's a very vague question. I mean, there's lots that I want to achieve in the sport. I want to win games. I want to win championships. I want to go to the World Cup. I want to win a World Cup. I want to playing Champions League. I want to have fun throughout all of that, and I want my family to be a part of that through the entire path. And when I hang up my boots and gloves at the end, I want to tell myself that I gave everything to the sport.
Zach Steffen, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Planet Football Podcast. I'd like to thank Zach Steffen, as well as everyone at Cadence 13 and Sports Illustrated who supports this podcast. Please, if you like the pod, tell your friends, subscribe, like, and review it on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. It really does help the cause if you do. And check out the 30-minute Planet Football video show hosted by me and Luis Miguel Echegaray on SITV. That's available on SI.TV, Amazon Channels, and FuboTV. See you next time.
Do you know about the Locked On Podcast Network? The number one daily sports podcast network. Locked On has a daily podcast on every NBA and NFL team, plus a growing lineup of college and MLB teams. You get a daily bite-sized podcast giving you the latest on your team from the local experts. Lakers fans, search Locked On Lakers. Cowboys fans, search Locked On Cowboys. Just search Locked On, your favorite team, on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, or tell your smart speaker to play podcast Locked On, your favorite team. Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.